It is Rewind. It is Neil Atkinson with Dan Morgan. It is Manchester United. Manchester United. Now, Liverpool have played since in the Jurgen Klopp era, only really played Manchester United at home in the autumn on a couple of occasions, genuinely in the autumn. And they've both been pretty dire nil-nils, so we thought, well, we can't be bothered with that for the Jurgen Klopp aspect of this. So we're gonna do the 7-0. Let's just get it out the way. Let's enjoy it to our heart's content, and let's run through the team news. Alisson Becker was in goal. It was Van Dijk and Konate. It was Robertson and Trent Alexander-Arnold. And then it was Fabinho, Henderson, and intriguingly Harvey Elliott. Before you got to Mo Salah, Cody Gakpo, and Darwin Nunez in attack in there. The United side was De Gea, Dalot, Varane, Martinez, Luke Shaw, Fernandez, Fred. Some character called Carlos and Casemiro. Sorry,
Casemiro.
It's Casemiro's full name. Casemiro's full name is put on that on the website. Anthony, the glorious Wout Weghorst, and Marcus Rashford was the Manchester United team. So there's a few in there who are still playing for United. The United manager was Erik ten Hag. You probably remember that. And Liverpool obviously win the game by 7-0. Off the bench come Garnacho, McTominay, Malacia, Sabitzer, and Elanga all feature for Manchester United over the course of this one. Dan, the maddest thing about this whole season, Liverpool have a couple of big wins over the course of the campaign at Anfield in this season. Obviously, they're not even going to go on and qualify for the Champions League. It is such an odd campaign, but to serve up something as special and as spectacular as Liverpool 7, Manchester United 0, it is you can't look too harshly at it.
I was trying to figure out whether it added to the oddness or whether it did just stand alone, and I think it is the latter.